Hi, I'm Chris Pepple, and you're listening to my Look to See Me podcast. Today, I have some interesting topics. We're going to talk about kudzu, religion, and transgender rights. I know you're probably thinking, what? Those don't have anything to do with each other. So just follow along. First, let's talk about kudzu. I live in the southern United States, the southeastern United States to be specific, and I grew up just knowing all of my life that kudzu was everywhere. If you're wondering what kudzu is, it's K-U-D-Z-U, kudzu. It is a vine that grows rapidly. It can grow up to a foot a day. Like, it's almost like you can sit and just watch kudzu grow. Green, at first you might think, oh, look how pretty that area is. It's all green. But you're going to change your mind after I talk about kudzu for just a little bit, because I'm going to teach you how to look closely at what kudzu is actually doing. So kudzu covers the southeast. It's just everywhere. If you travel in Tennessee, Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, there's just kudzu everywhere you look. And it was introduced to the United States first in 1876 at the Philadelphia Centennial Exposition. It is native to Japan and Southeast China, and people thought it was an ornamental plant that just had wonderful blooms, sturdy vines, and that Americans would love kudzu. But then, you know, outside of that, it really spread in the 1930s when it was brought to the American Southeast. And it was brought with the purpose of controlling soil erosion. When we have heavy rains, we lose a lot of our riverbanks, you know, crops, everything. Forests wash away, neighborhoods, soil erosion is a problem here. So they wanted something along creek beds, river beds, just everywhere to protect the homes, protect the fields for the farmers, keep the soil erosion to a minimum. So everybody thought, oh, look, you know, let's put this all along the banks. Let's let it grow and it'll protect the area. So you're thinking, what's wrong with that? Sounds like a great idea. That's what they thought. I mean, this was the Soil Erosion Service and Civil Conservation Corps. I mean, this was an official decision with people who were in charge who were trying to solve a serious problem. Soil erosion is a serious problem. So this was an official group trying to make a wise decision. So what's the problem with that? You're still probably, if you don't live here and haven't noticed what kudzu does. Kudzu puts down shallow roots. So kudzu does not put down deep enough roots to actually help with anything with soil erosion. What does kudzu do? Well, it grows up. It grows up over trees. It grows up over bushes. It grows up over crops. It grows up over everything at a rate of about a foot a day for each vine. And you're still thinking, well, it's ornamental. That's why it caught the eye of people, of Americans traveling in Japan and Southeast China. It's sweet smelling at times. And again, considered ornamental. The problem is that it literally covers, it can cover an entire forest. It covers the trees. Therefore, it blocks all of the sunlight from everything that's growing under it. So not only does it not help with soil erosion, but it actually smothers, keeps the light off of everything that's growing under it. Causes everything growing under it to eventually die. So when you first look at some of our forests and some of our areas along our highways, and you think, oh, look, a beautiful green. When you really look, it's also a lot of dead brown under that. The trees under the kudzu will eventually just fall. So Not only does it not help with soil erosion for which it was brought over, but it's actually very deadly to everything else that's healthy and the things that we need to have a healthy, you know, environment, a healthy habitat for Southerners, for animals, for the people. So what does that have to do then with religion and transgender rights? Well, here's what's happening to a lot of religious groups who say they started with some good intentions and they started with some very basic good thoughts of there seems to be some problems in our society, so we're going to tell you how to solve those problems. But what they're starting with is misinformation. Just like the people that brought kudzu to the American Southeast, they started with misinformation about how great this would be for soil erosion. They didn't consider the fact that it doesn't have deep roots. There is no depth to kudzu roots. There is no depth to a lot of the religious, not even really religious, just the ideologies that are being tossed around in the name of religion. There isn't true depth to them. And so what is happening is, though, that a lot of people are saying, that sounds good, that sounds good, jump on board. And just like people did with planting kudzu, let's get it started everywhere. These religious ideologies that are being tossed around as absolute truths, as absolute solution to the problems. You know, I hear people say, I've got the solution to all that is wrong in America. Let me tell you. And they lay the blame on different groups of people. And they declare that they have a truth and that they can solve it all. And all they're doing is planting kudzu, basically. They're planting shallow thoughts that are not backed up by truth. And it's covering everything that is good. And it's keeping the light off of everything that is good and what would be helpful. And it's killing everything under it. It's breaking the spirit of so many people and causing so much harm and causing entirely more damage than good. Now people in the American Southeast are especially trying to go through now and saying, how do we get rid of this kudzu? Seriously, it's killing everything. And it's out of control. Kudzu is just spreading everywhere. And people try to pull it up. People try to just burn the entire area. It's already killed everything under it. So they try to kill the kudzu with fire. People try all kinds of techniques to get rid of the kudzu. That's where we are in the United States with some of these ideologies, some of these religious thoughts that are being, you know, claimed as the answer to all ills. That society is eroding away and we have the answers, they say. And they're causing so much harm with those shallow thoughts that are not based on truth. So now you're saying, what does this have to do with transgender rights? Transgender people are being blamed by these groups for all of the ills of society, and not just transgender people. Anyone in the LGBTQ plus community. And then, of course, we still have racism here. So we have Black people being blamed for problems in society. We have gay people being blamed. We have women being blamed. We have liberals being blamed. But often now with our laws, we are targeting transgender people. And these thoughts about protect our schools, I keep hearing that. Protect our schools, protect our children. They have no real depth to them. They're like kudzu. They're just, do we have problems in our schools? Yes. We have teachers that are being underpaid. We have an educational system that no longer has much depth to it. Teachers have lost their control of the schools to politicians who are telling them what to do, and teachers are trying to tell them that this is not working. And we have children who miss school because of a variety of reasons. And we're trying to catch kids up from being behind from the pandemic. We're trying to deal with poverty in a lot of schools, underfunding in a lot of schools, lack of material in a lot of schools, and educational theories that are being handed down to teachers, and teachers are saying, this is not where my students are. This is not working for my class, and we're not listening to the teachers. We have kids that come to school hungry. We have kids that are homeless. Poverty is just rampant in some of our areas. But yet, we're spending our time and energy with kudzu thoughts that are just spreading everywhere. Let's ban books, people say. Let's make sure that transgender kids don't have any rights in our schools. And these thoughts are just killing out what is good. They're keeping light from what is good. And you say, what are you talking about? Because we're not stopping to look at the transgender youth in our society. We're not stopping to look and listen to the parents who are telling you that their transgender children need gender-affirming health care to save their lives. We are making laws that are based on no truth whatsoever. They're based on rumors and shallowness. And we're claiming that these laws are going to stop the erosion of our society. And these laws are only causing harm, just like the kudzu that just covers the trees and the bushes and the flowers and the fields and kills everything good in its path. These ideologies that are sweeping through and growing by a foot a day, growing by thousands of people a day who are falling for this misinformation, are harming the kids who most need our help right now. We're targeting books that cause no harm in our schools and do good. We're replacing our history books that talk about, you know, the truth of our American history and the things that we didn't get right, and we're replacing it with just cute stories about religious people. And we make it sound like it's truth, and it's not based on anything. We're just rewriting history. And even the religious people, I keep seeing these memes that say, you can't rewrite the Bible just to make some people happy. And people pass it around and say, yes, gay people are trying to rewrite the Bible. Transgender people are trying to rewrite the Bible so they can live as they want to. I don't know what Bible you people read, but I grew up reading the Bible. I have a Master of Divinity. I have studied theology for years and years. And I think, have you read the same Bible that I do? Because number one, in the Bible, love wins. Love is mentioned over and over and over, and grace and justice. That is the basis. Hospitality. Hospitality is mentioned so many times. Did you know that Ezekiel tells us that the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah was the lack of hospitality? Now, you can look that up and see if I'm not telling you the truth on that. And you know, if you want to take it all literally, okay, you're not living it. If you say, well, I want the religious freedom to live this Bible literally, okay, I'm not against religious freedom in this country. I live it literally. I mean, if you really can convince the women in your family to go live in a tent out back when they are menstruating, because that's in there, if you want to stone to death anybody of your friends who commit adultery, or be stoned to death if you commit adultery, well, that's in there. If you want to only wear clothes woven of one material only. So that means in America, we're going to have to get rid of almost everything we wear, and you're going to have to make your own clothes because that's in there. You can't eat shellfish because that's in there. So, I mean, if you want to pull out all the laws of the Bible and absolutely don't work on Sundays and don't make anyone else to work on Sundays, because you will cause them to stumble if you force somebody to work on a Sunday by going to that restaurant or, you know, just going to a store, shopping, anything like that. So if you want to have the freedom of religion to live it literally, I'm fine with that. I do not want to stop any religious freedom in this country. I also don't want you to stop my religious freedom to see the essence, the heart of God's word, because it doesn't have anything to do with taking away the rights of transgender families trying to keep their children alive. It doesn't have anything to do with stopping the equality for, you know, the LGBTQ plus community. Racism is wrong. I can just tell you that. Discrimination against anybody based on their sex, their gender, you know, who they fall in love with, anything is wrong. So I want the freedom of religion to give these rights to everybody, to protect transgender kids. We have absolutely got to protect transgender kids. The end. There is no, oh wait, but. No, there is no, hold on, let's think about this. So you're spreading these ideas like kudzu because somebody told you it was a good idea, because somebody told you it would stop the erosion of the American societies, you know, and stop all of the horrible things that are happening in this country. Just like the experts told us that kudzu would be great. And now we're spending so much money trying to get rid of kudzu. So there you go. Kudzu, religion, and transgender rights. Learn the truth about, listen about to what these families are asking for. They're asking for health care that will save their children's life. The end. That's what they're asking for. They're not trying to force you to understand. If you don't understand, that's okay. You know, if you say, but I'm not transgender, that's okay. You don't, if you're not born transgender, nobody's trying to convert anybody. Nobody's trying to start a fad so everybody will become transgender. There is no agenda. I keep hearing that. That's another thing I hear. There's this LGBTQ plus agenda, transgender agenda. I guess in some sense there is. It's to stay alive, to stay healthy, to make the world a better place, to care about people, to make sure people are loved, to make sure justice rules, to make sure all discrimination ends, to make sure that racism ends, to make sure that hate ends, to make sure that people really have freedom in this country. You may think your kudzu is winning right now. And on sometimes it almost looks like it. But now people are seeing that what you're really doing is just killing everything that you're covering. You're trying to take the light off of everything else that's good in this country. And you're trying to steal that light for yourself and block it out of everything else. And you're hoping you just kill out everything else that's anybody different from you and any thought different from you. But let me tell you, for those of us who see the kudzu and know what you're like, we're going to keep pulling those horrible thoughts out. We're going to keep fighting to bring the light and the truth back. We are not going to let kudzu win. We are not going to let it cover the light of everybody else. We're going to shine the light back on the truth, and we're going to let transgender kids shine their own lights because they are amazing, and they are worth fighting for, and they are worth believing in. And I'm going to say it and say it and say it until all of the kudzu is pulled up by its roots and truth returns and the light is shining back on the people that need the light the most right now. So, no, I hear you, families fighting for rights of your transgender youth. These transgender youth, we're going to fight and change these laws back. We're going to get you the health care that you need. We're going to get you the right to go to school and feel safe and read the books that represent who you are also. And we are going to get rid of the kudzu. Thanks for listening to my podcast. I hope you return again soon.